Cheyenne's local government has been putting a lot of work behind its Fight the Blight campaign to address a number of abandoned houses and rundown buildings. But efforts to clean those places up have revealed another problem, a lack of affordable housing. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen has more.
Soon after Cheyenne Mayor Marion Orr took office in 2017, she formed the Fight the Blight Committee. Orr says there are several abandoned properties in the community that have been taken over by all kinds of things.
By squatters and drug dealers and other criminal activity, raccoons, skunks. Nobody wants an abandoned property next to theirs or next to their grandmother's or their mother's.
Orr asked the committee to come up with a list of areas in town that needed to be addressed. At the top of the list, a trailer park in South Cheyenne.
This particular trailer park has not been really held accountable for meeting codes.
Orr says the city was concerned with four trailers in the park after an inspection revealed no connection to water, sewer, gas, or electric services. The trailers weren't always occupied, though. They used to be boarded up. Mayor Orr says last year when the park came under new management, landlord Robert Wink decided to put them to use.
He knew of some people that were in need of homes, and he has a very good heart and thought that perhaps unboarding these structures and allowing individuals and families to move into these units was somehow better than their current situation.
Landlord Robert Wink declined multiple requests from Wyoming Public Radio for an interview. Mayor Orr says because the trailers were not fit for human beings, the city posted notices of code violations on the four trailers. Residents would need to bring their homes up to code, or they would have to find somewhere else to live. But the problem wouldn't be solved if tenants simply left the park.
I think that is absolutely the root of all of this, is the lack of affordable housing here.
That's Lori Kempter. She's executive director of Family Promise, the sole family-only shelter in Cheyenne. According to the Wyoming Business Council, there's a housing shortage in every county in the state. To meet housing demands, Cheyenne, a city of about 64,000 people, would need 12,000 more units. Kempter says people underestimate how many experience homelessness in the area. That's because it looks different in Wyoming. Oftentimes, it's people crashing with family or in motels and their cars.
We serve usually between 15 and 20 families a year with emergency shelter. And the majority of the last 12 months, we have operated with a waiting list upwards of 15 families at a time.
The same goes for the other homeless shelter in Cheyenne, Comia. Executive Director at Comia, Robin Bocanegra, says it is almost always operating at full capacity.
We always end up with this pocket of people that, because of the lack of services, there's just nowhere for them to go.
Bocanegra says those limited services would help people become more self-sufficient.
And it's really hard for us then to find or to make room for new people that are experiencing homelessness because we're full of the folks that we have nowhere to place them.
Comia and Family Promise each receive about $10,000 a year from the city, and some of that money is set to run out in 2019. Bocanegra says there could be more beds and services provided if they had more funding.
$10,000 is nothing. You know, and when I look at how many people we're taking off the streets and trying to help them, that's a community issue.
Both shelters say they would like to see the city take a greater interest in combating homelessness. Mayor Marion Orr sees things differently.
I don't believe that it's up to city government to solve it because it's a much larger social issue and we simply don't have that bandwidth, that capability within city government.
Lori Kempter with Family Promise says the problem is bigger than local government. She says it's Wyoming's weak landlord-tenant laws that cause people to live in the conditions seen at the trailer park in South Cheyenne.
They're not choosing to live in conditions that are not meant for human habitation and that don't have the same basic necessities that you and I have. They're doing that because they have nowhere else to go. And so for a landlord to be able to legally rent places out to people that don't have all of those basic necessities, I mean, that's a really bad law.
It's not clear what will happen to the trailer park in South Cheyenne. Lori Kempter says Family Promise will be stopping by this weekend to hand out flyers with information on community resources. She says if residents do have to vacate in the future, she hopes there's room at the shelter. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.